You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Louis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Mike Brooks, Michelle Blanks, and Star Chacon, and they are representing the UTEP Forensics team. And we're going to talk about an upcoming event on May 1st, but also talking about UTEP Forensics speech and debate team and the program that you may not know about, but you're going to find out more about, to be surprised. And this is an award-winning team, fine program that's been winning awards for years and years. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you. Thank you.
As I mentioned, with us is Mike Brooks, and Mike is one of the coaches and one of the directors on the forensics team. Tell us a little bit about this, because, you know, some people still associate forensics with pathology and autopsies, the Quincy.
Well, thank you for the promotion, Louis, first. And secondly, as we are combating the CSI Miami image, so we are the UTEP speech and debate team. It was forensics is an old title, but we've sort of given it up.
And I guess I'm an old guy because I just said Dr. Quincy. Nobody knows who Quincy is.
Well, I know Jack who Cartman. Dr. Quincy okay. was, yes.
Okay. I don't.
There you go.
Okay. So if somebody is interested in becoming part of the forensics team, is it a class they take? Do they try out for the team?
Actually,
how does it work?
It's two classes, Louis, and we have a University Communication 2201, which is the debate practicum, and 2202, which is the individual events practicum. Made a recent change. Next semester in the fall, we'll be meeting for the debate practicum at 4:30 in the afternoon, runs till about 5:50, and then the individual events run from about 6 to 7:20.
Now, I mentioned that you guys are award-winning. What is it like an athletic team where you compete in the same district, like Conference USA, against the same schools, or is it different in that?
Well, we compete within our district. We are Region 9, and that's pretty much the Rocky Mountains. And then we travel to the West Coast, attempt to get into farther East Texas, which allows us to compete with three different regions or districts, if you will. A lot of travel involved. I think last year, total, we hit like 9,000 miles. The year before, it was 10,000 miles just making competitions. Not all of that is walking, though. We do a bit of driving and flying.
As I mentioned, Michelle Blanks and Star Chacon are with us, and they are on the team. And a lot of times, you know, people, you all are very familiar with the fact that people do not like to speak in front of public. They're scared. They'd rather be, the guy in the coffin than the guy speaking about the guy in the coffin. And I probably should have said it differently, but anyway.
No, that's very true. People are more afraid of speaking than death.
It's the top two fears.
But you guys do that, but a little bit differently. Tell us, first of all, what got you interested in being part of the team? Have you always been interested in public speaking and debate?
I started in the seventh grade with UIL competitions, and my seventh grade teacher had just given us assignments to put together different types of poetry. I was doing poetry, and I took some poetry from different authors and spliced them together with a common theme. And I competed, and I did really well. And so I kept doing it year after year after year. In high school, I was very successful as well. I did interb events, and that's what you were discussing about breaking it down into different categories. It's debate is its category itself. And then in the individual events, it's interpretation of literature, limited prep, and platform speeches. And I myself focus on interpretation of literature, which is taking other people's literature and presenting an argument to a certain discourse, which in our circumstance, it's other colleges. But in the case of the showcase, it's to our own community here at UTEP.
Give me an example, Michelle. Pick one of the books. Give us an example.
Currently, right now, I'm doing my prose on A Lonely Soldier by Helen Benedict. And that pretty much was the basis for an independent film called The Invisible War, which was nominated for an Oscar. It didn't win, but it was nominated. The argument for that is that the way that sexual harassment is handled within the ranks of the military needs to be changed, because a lot of people are slipping through and having to deal with these issues and not getting the support or the help that they need from the military. So that was the basis for my argument to present. I do several events, but that probably is one of the ones with the highest impact on it. As far like poetry, I took a bunch of different authors, Andrea Gibson, Jean Varelli, and put together a poetry program on sex education in public schools. So everything that we do, even with the platform speaking or the limited prep, has a purpose. And the purpose is to present an argument and to express that to your audience.
So it's not what some people may think, that what Michelle has done here is basically given us an oral book review.
Not necessarily.
Essentially, like she was saying, like Michelle was saying, there's debate, which is a category by itself. And the interpretation events, to be more specific, are events that you pre-prepare within 10 minutes of a period of time. And it's all memorized work. So, for instance, the prose that she was discussing about the women and the sexual harassment in the military, it's actually a story that she took from a book. And she has to read that text, find 10 minutes worth of a storyline that fulfills the beginning, middle, and the end. She will memorize that piece and then act it out, essentially. The speech in Speech and Debate is limited prep acting, I like to say, because people don't understand that it's getting up and it's not review per se.
It's an interpretation of the literature. So like your own interpretation of the literature, mm-hmm. the way you want to portray that particular author's message.
Would you say that perhaps, ladies, you know, one of the things that is very popular now, and Mike knows that I'm a big fan of old-time radio dramas, but we're starting to hear a lot about audiobooks. Is that something that you could compare it to, kind of? Because as you mentioned, a book, when you read it, I mean, everybody has a different perspective, frame of reference.
Right.
However, when somebody else is reading it, depending on how they emphasize the words, mm-hmm. You know, what they do, how they project, that'll somebody go, wow, I read the same book and I've never knew that.
A lot of time in the circuit, for instance, Michelle and I compete very strongly in dramatic poetry and prose. A lot of the times it's from a first-person perspective. It's easier when we find novels and dramas in first-person so that we can get up there and present it as if we were that person. So as much as it's like an audiobook where you're reading off names and what they say, we usually find text more first-person, don't we?
Yeah, I guess basically what it comes down to is we, as competitors and participants in this program, our goal is to give the author's intent of the literature through the way that we perform it. So if for some reason that author wasn't able to have a voice except for the fact that they were able to write these words down, we are that vessel that provides the audience with the ability to connect to the words. And we pretty much have carte blanche on how we do that, which comes to the whole us interpreting the literature part of it.
And it is kind of difficult to explain to people who don't have an idea of what speech and debate is or what the interpretation aspect of it is. But I think that the best idea or the best way that we can explain it to you or show you is by you all coming and visiting us on May 1st. I believe it's in the Bloomberg Auditorium in the library. We're hosting a showcase, and it's purposely to show off what we competed with this semester. I mean, we got all the way to nationals. We competed among how many universities?
Thousands of competitors.
Thousands of
82
competitors.
Universities. We actually went to two sets of nationals. The first set of nationals, Star and I attended, and it was Pi Kappa Delta. It's our fraternity nationals. And in order to participate in that, you have to be a member of the fraternity. In order to be a member of the fraternity, you have to be an established competitor. Mm-hmm. So at that tournament, I mean, we took a team of two. It was me and Star, mm-hmm. and Mike was our facilitator. And we were able to bring home 5 national titles between the two of us.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So on that kind of platform, at that kind of national tournament, for us to bring home 5 titles is just between the two of us. So I couldn't even imagine if we had taken a bigger team how well we would have done. But it's based on budgetary concerns. So with certain places, we have to fly. Like Mike said, we drive a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And for this particular tournament, we had to go to St. Louis. So there really wasn't feasible for us to drive because we have to miss class, too. So I do consider us athletes. I think that we have to work a particular way to compete against other universities. So I do qualify us as athletes.
Absolutely.
And it does take physical training. I mean, you have to project your voice. You have to work on your breath. Your presentation is everything. So, I mean, you have to move. You have to block. Like, we're athletes.
If you have a number of events that run 10 minutes each, you are memorizing at least an hour of information.
And
I'd say it's pretty intense when you take a drama or a movie script or a book and you have to read it and figure out how you're going to cut it into 10 minutes. Then you have to create an introduction, how you're going to express that piece of literature, what you want to say about the literature, what point needs to be made across about the literature. Then you have to go an extra step and memorize that literature and present it and act it out. We have to maintain a GPA. We have to pay dues for our fraternity. I mean, this is a legitimate organization, and it is definitely, I think, something that I would consider also a sport.
If you take in a toe just what we have to do to compete, and this may deter some people, but trust me, it's totally worth it. And in the end, it's very rewarding. But we wake up 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to get ready. It's business professional, so suits are required for the females. It's suits, pantyhose, heels, like the whole works. Like, you have to perform like that. By the time we leave, get to campus, it's like 7. We have to warm up. We start our first set of rounds, and some of us are double entered, which means that you have to perform twice in the same time period of the rounds. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're doing 40 minutes of performances in an hour time period, and then having to turn around and do the same thing 4 more times, and then breaking to finals and having to do it all again. Our tournament days last from like 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. We go home, sleep, and then wake up and do it all again the next day. So it's definitely an endurance thing, for sure.
And it's not to scare you either. I mean, we compete against some of the most amazing performers we've ever had the opportunity to see. These are people with different ideas, with different themes, things that will just blow your mind. I mean, it's really, really interesting. And yeah, I mean, getting up at 4:30, having to be ready, warming up, doing round after round after round, it does get tiring, but it is very rewarding when you see what you're a part of and the community that you're part of, because speech and debate is a very large community. When we go to nationals, you find out really how big of a deal this is.
Tell us a little bit about, for people to attend this event on May 1st, if as they walk in, what can they expect?
We have taken our team members that competed this semester, and we have placed all of our pieces in a showcase type. So they're going to see a poetry performance. They're going to see a dramatic interpretation performance. They're going to get to witness a debate. The limited prep that we haven't really elaborated on, a limited prep, for instance, extemporaneous speaking, where a student, I don't know, how does it work? Might they draw?
They get a pre-selected topic. It's either local or international topics, and they have to prepare a 7-minute presentation with 30 minutes prior knowledge of the topic, which means they have to have some very good on-hand research available over a very broad spectrum of current events, both national and international. It's amazing some of the speakers' performances you see with 30 minutes preparation on a 7-minute speech. You'd think they had been living this material their lives.
Mm-hmm. Or had
very
it memorized
polished.
And prepared for.
As far as for people who may be interested in attending this, and it's going to be from 6 to 8, is there going to be a charge?
Absolutely free. Absolutely free. And I have been petitioning some of the communication professors and film professors to offer extra credit for students in those classes. And I know Mr. Brooks,
I'm offering extra credit,
has been offering extra credit. So not only is there an incentive, but a free incentive to come.
And that's the good F word, the
yeah.
free.
When you say yeah, free, free, absolutely free.
No, it's unfortunate because we are a small team. And, you know, when we go out and compete against other teams, they are much larger than we are. And at times we feel a little bit of the underdog. We do compete to our very best. We want to get the message out there. We're not trying to charge people. We're not trying to make it more difficult for them to understand what it is that we do, because we know that once they see what we do, they can make a decision as to whether or not they want to do something like that. One of our competitors, his name is Irving Martinez. He is a
math and physics double major.
I mean, you wouldn't have never expected him to come into a communication department and want to participate in this, but he knew that he had to develop his speech and develop his training.
That's one thing that I definitely want to express before we finish off, is that regardless of what your background or your major or your minor is, like, we accept everybody. And I really honestly do think that this is something that should be required from every major, because you cannot get through life without having to do some kind of public speaking experience. And we do not require you to be competitive. We have just the study track or the competitive track. I really do recommend the competitive track because there's no other experience like it. But I absolutely think that it's imperative, whether you're scared or you're confident, just to try it out at least for one semester to see what it's about. And you never know, you might end up falling in love, which is what happened with me.
Thank you very much for being with us here today. And again, the showcase will be on Wednesday, May 1st, from 6 to 8 at the Bloomberg Auditorium. That's on the ground floor of the UTEP Library. You can watch and listen, and it's very enjoyable if you've never seen one of these showcases. And so I encourage you to do that. Is there a phone number that they can call for more information?
The main office might help, 4747-8992. During business hours.
Good. Thank you very much again for being with us. We've been visiting with Mike Brooks, Michelle Blanks, and Star Chacon, talking about the UTEP forensics team and the showcase and celebration, which will be taking place on Wednesday, May 1st, at the Bloomberg Auditorium at 6 p.m. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.